COVID-19 update. We'd like to have a conversation and a presentation on the Department of State Health Services case definitions. State of Texas, DSHS, has informed public health departments that they have adopted a revised definition for COVID-19 probable cases. And so we've invited our health department staff to come and give a presentation today and inform the court and the public about this new definition. Aisha, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Again, my name is Aisha. I am with the Epidemiology Department with Healthcare Services. So this is a brief explanation on the changes that have been made to the COVID-19 case definition. So this image here will show you the current case definition. We did bring printouts if you guys would like those, or if it's, yeah.
Sure. Thank you, Aisha.
So currently, a confirmed case of COVID-19 was considered confirmed if there was a positive PCR lab result for COVID-19, meaning if they got the swab testing done and it came back positive, that would be what we counted as a case towards COVID-19. If you didn't have lab results, if you just had symptoms, we could not count you as a case. So regardless of the contact you may have had with a confirmed case or symptoms, if there was no testing, you were not counted as a case. So in this image, we have the confirmed case and their possible contacts. And the total cases out of this is only one. And then if we go to the next page, the new case definition. So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR. But now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. Meaning if you use another testing method, not PCR, and if you have close contact with a confirmed or probable case, and if you did that lab work that was not a PCR, you could be considered a case with or without symptoms. They also updated the definition for deaths related to COVID-19. Previously, prior to this definition, it was only if you had a positive PCR result that you would be counted as someone who died related to COVID-19. Now that lab testing is no longer required to be counted towards that. So that's just the language for the definition. And this next slide, the new probable case definition.
So can I just ask a quick question? So back on the previous page, the new probable case definition with FDA-approved positive lab, with or without symptoms, do you also have to have the positive lab along with close contact, or is the close contact with confirmed or probable cases a separate identifying thing?
So I'll explain this further.
Okay, sorry. Yes, okay.
No. It's just an overview, gets kind of confusing. So this is a different options that we have for probable case definition. So if you do the FDA-approved testing, which right now is serology, looking for antibodies, IgG, IgM, you have to have the clinical criteria. And if you don't have that, and then you have the EpiLink, then you could still be counted as a case. So if we look at the yellow box here, that's the approved testing, right? If yellow, you have the test, and then you have any of the blue, you're a probable case. If you're yellow and you have any other close contact, which doesn't mean you're sick, you're a probable case. And then if you're out, if you don't do any of that lab work and then you get sick and you were a contact of a case, you are then counted as a probable case. So the clinical criteria that they have defined is at least two symptoms of fever, subjective or measured, chills, rigors, myalgia, headache, sore throat, new smell and taste disorders, two of those, or one of cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or evidence of pneumonia without an alternative diagnosis and severe respiratory distress. So there's many ors and then there's many ands. So in order to be counted as, if you, to see if you meet the EpiLink definition, you have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19 or a probable case, or you came to a location where it's endemic. Right now, Texas has stated that they are considering the state as an endemic area. So that means if I just went and got serology testing done with no symptoms and I was positive, whether it's saying that recent infection or current infection, my new antibodies, or it's like I've had them for a while, I would be counted as a probable case. So basically these three boxes, you can be yellow and blue without green to be counted as probable, yellow and green without the blue, and then blue and green without the yellow. But for the blue and green, if you had contact, that has to be within 14 days. So let's say activity dies down, slows down, and we're not considered endemic.